I put a title to this message of Blind Bartimaeus, and it's, "What do you want me to do for you?" They're the words that Jesus said to Bartimaeus. You know, we read these in these verses of how Jesus showed acts of grace and mercy. The key words in verse 41 is those words, "What do you want me to do for you?" I want you to think about that as we go through this message this morning. The answer is so obvious, but Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to say it. He wanted him to say what he wanted Jesus to do for him. And you know, I think Jesus wants us to do the same when we are calling out to him, not just taking it for granted that he knows everything about us from beginning to end, but he wants us to ask him. And I believe that request is always coming out to us. "What do you want me to do for you?" And we say, "Lord, will you?" Whatever that may be. So Bartimaeus, when he heard that Jesus was nearby, as I said earlier in the story, did he have any knowledge previously? I would have thought so, because when Jesus was moving around Galilee and other places, he was healing people. People were coming to him and their needs were being met. That word spreads. That spreads like wildfire. People start to acknowledge that, hang on, this is somebody who can meet our needs, who can heal us. So he wasn't going to miss his opportunity. So he shouted out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He probably sat beside that road many times. And you know, I saw somebody in Upminster on Friday afternoon sitting on the side of the road with a tin. People were passing by ignoring him, treating him like dirt, really. He was untidy. He was dirty. He looked like he had every burden you could possibly have. And I spoke to him and I placed some money in his tin. Doesn't take much to bring and show a little bit of love. But he just reminded me, and I thought, I've seen that, and I'd already prepared this message a couple of days before. And I was thinking about, I'd sent Mike the details for this morning, and then I developed this message as God was speaking. And that just touched my heart, this man sitting on the side of the road, just like blind Bartimaeus, being rejected by people walking past. He had a need. He had a need. I could have said those words to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" But I knew what his need was. He wanted love. He wanted someone to take notice. He needed a few coins. He was an elderly man, probably in his 80s. What brought that man to that place? What brought Bartimaeus to that place? We know it's his blindness. You know, there's spiritual blindness and physical blindness. We're seeing that all the time, aren't we? That people are rejecting. They don't see that God is there that can love and meet their needs. They don't see that God can open up the doors of eternal life. At Fairhavens, I'm shocked at how people just reject. They've come in such a situation where time is short. And we don't go in to preach to people, but when there's an opportunity led by the patient, I will always bring the gospel. Some people just don't want to know. I say, "Have mercy on their soul, Lord." You know, I love the quote of Billy Graham. I'm going to bring it at this point. Billy Graham has been an inspiration for many, many years. I shared a couple of things last time, didn't I? But this one quote, I keep this. I've got a little card that I keep beside me because it says this. He said, many years ago this was, he says, "Someday you will hear or read that I've died." And he says, "Don't believe a word of it, because I'll be more alive then than I am now." And he says, "All I've done is changed my address." Isn't that fantastic? That's salvation. Do you know that? That is salvation. That means that all we're going to do is change our address. We're not going to die. Die from this world, yes, but we're going to be more alive than we've ever been. And that's fantastic. Salvation came to Bartimaeus. So just think, the people that rejected him, The people, even the disciples, telling him to be quiet. As though God, as though Jesus wouldn't be interested. Be quiet. You know, he's got more other things that's interesting him at this moment. You know, you're not a concern for him. You know, and like that little card, you know, tap on the shoulder. Hello, are you listening to me? Have you not learned anything in our travels? Jesus is saying, I'm interested in everybody. But you know, they have to come to him sometimes. And that's what Jesus wanted for Bartimaeus. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He shouted all the louder, didn't he? He wasn't going to take no for an answer. He wasn't going to miss the opportunity of being with Jesus and hearing his words, those words, healing words for him. He knew if Jesus came, he knew if Jesus showed interest in him and came over to him, he would be healed. His sight would be restored. He knew that. He shouted louder. Not going to miss his opportunity. You know, when we have a personal encounter with Jesus, and I pray that you still do, may not be every day, but certainly there are those special times, aren't there, when you have that special closeness with Jesus, that you feel God speak to you in a really personal way. I'm going to share a song with you later on and a little story behind it. You know, that special time that you have with Jesus, it's a personal thing between you and him. This was a personal encounter with Jesus for Bartimaeus. It's a remarkable story. What do you want me to do for you? His reply, I want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has healed you. Receive your sight. And just like I said earlier, when those eyes are opened, physical eyes sees everything around. Spiritual eyes sees the salvation of God and sees that there's hope for heaven. Spiritual eyes helps us to walk in faith. Spiritual eyes leads us and guides us through the Holy Spirit from one day to the next with that hope for everlasting life. Physical eyes we see around us. And you know, even with those physical eyes, we can have spiritual eyes within those physical eyes. We can see other people's needs. We can reach out and we can try to meet those needs if we're able to. There is one thing we can do if we can't do any of the other things. That's pray. Prayer is powerful. You know, people often say to me, but I prayed and nothing happened. I prayed and that person still died. I prayed and this, no change. You know, we always have to acknowledge that God has a purpose and a plan for everyone's life. He knows beginning from the end to the end. He knows everything. It's for us to live that middle section. It's for us to make sure that that middle section, when the day comes that each of us will die, what will people say about us at our funeral? You know, I stand in funerals all the time. I'm leading funerals from Fair Havens and others. And I'm hearing people bring tributes. And some people will say, oh, I didn't know that about that person. I want people to know everything about me. I do. I want them to know how much I love Jesus. I want them to know what I've achieved with Jesus by my side. Being led by the Holy Spirit. I want people to know. Because that brings praise to God, not to me. If you don't say what God has done, how can people know? I wrote a little song about that once. How will they know if we don't go, if we don't say? They're not going to know, are they? People say, that's being proud, that's boasting. My boast is in the Lord Jesus every time. And if it's not, Lord, take that away from me. Please take that away. More of you, less of me, always. Someone said to me, but you're always at the front. You're leading. You're doing this. You're bringing your songs. That's my ministry. That's what God's called me to do. Am I going to back away from that? What I need to do is come humbly. We all need to do this. Humbly before God so he can use us and he gets the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What about the people around Bartimaeus? What about them? What about those that probably led him to the spot where he wanted to sit to beg for money and walked on? Maybe come back for him afterwards and took him back wherever he lived. What about them? Now they're seeing Bartimaeus healed. They're praising God with him. And you know, Bartimaeus then got up and he followed Jesus. What must have it been like for him? Coming from darkness, now into light. That's what I call salvation. That's what I call redemption. It's physical and it's spiritual healing. Another wonderful part of this story was the people. They are acknowledging the healing power of Jesus. If he'd have kept quiet, if he'd have done nothing at all and just gone home or allowed them to take him home, nothing would have happened. No changes. But because I think he would have jumped up and down, he'd have shouted it louder than when he shouted, you know, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I think he would have shouted louder than that. And then all the people around are now rejoicing with him. Did he have family? I wonder. If he did, and all of a sudden he goes home to his family, and his eyes are opened, and they're seeing him the way he was, from where he was to where he is now. Fantastic. So I'm going to just close this message with a few thoughts. Do we believe this morning that Jesus can do the same for us as he did for Bartimaeus? Do we believe that with all our hearts? Do we have doubts at all? Is there anything that confuses us, maybe? Jesus is always willing to answer our prayer requests. We might not like the way he answers our prayer requests, but he will always answer our requests. If you want to receive the gifts that he gives, then we need to have faith to believe that he can do what he says he will do. We have to believe it, that he can do it. Even if it doesn't work out the way we want it to do. You know, it may not be exactly what we want. Last week before last, as a matter of fact, when I was with you last time, I mentioned about a young lady that was dying in Little Havens, and she did die. I say, Lord, I prayed for healing. I wanted her to be healed. I wanted that to be a fantastic testimony. But it wasn't God's will. So he never answered my prayer in the way I prayed. But you know, she loved the Lord Jesus with all her heart. And I'm going to see her one day. I nearly brought a song this morning, which I may bring next time, that meant a lot to her. And it talks about God watching over her while she slept. She knew that she was safe. She knew that she was going to heaven. It's hard for everyone around to see that. Her eyes spiritually were opened. She found a loving Saviour that slept right by her side, watched over her every night, and cared for her. And you know, her attitude was fantastic. I know where I'm going. I know I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be in a better place. I know that. Very hard for everyone else. For her, she knew where she was going. Bartimaeus now knew where he was going. I'm going to follow Jesus. He's done this for me. I'm going to say thank you and I'm going to follow him. So let's apply the question to ourselves this morning as we close. What do you need God to do for you today? Right now, this very moment. Do you need forgiveness? Maybe something in the past. Maybe something's happened recently. Do you need peace of mind? Do you need guidance? Do you need comfort? Do you need encouragement? Do you need healing? Do you need to know him more? And the big question, do you need salvation? Maybe you're sitting here and you haven't experienced that special, special relationship with Jesus, who died like the actions on the cross. And he was nailed to the cross for you and for I. I believe Jesus is waiting to hear from us always. And he wants us to say what he wants him to do for us. It takes one simple act of faith to place your trust in a loving God who sent his Son for you and for me. So my final few words, four words, what will your answer be? With that, I'm going to close. I said I'd sing a song.